This past year brought some unexpected attention to the St. Joseph area. A team of researchers identified a new virus there. It's believed to be transmitted by ticks. It's the first discovery of a new human virus native to North America in nearly two decades. But as KCUR's Alana Gordon reports, scientists are just beginning to piece together what this means.
Larry Smithers has lived off the beaten path, literally, off of dirt roads for 30 years.
Well, we're probably 17 miles northwest of San Joe.
In Amazonia, Missouri, population about 300. But there's plenty of other creatures out here. Birds, raccoons, and...
You can't go out without getting ticks all over you.
Lots of ticks. Smithers has mostly kept to himself in this wooded 40-acre plot, raising horses and fixing up cars. But back in 2009, his life took an unexpected turn. Smithers takes me on a bumpy ride in his old Chevy truck to the scene of the crime.
This is where I was working at when I got sick.
Smithers steps out and points to a wired fence in a clearing on the top of a hill.
We probably cut down 50 or 75 big trees across that hill.
It was a few days after being out here, putting up that new fence and getting bitten by ticks, that Smithers started feeling weak. He thought it might be the flu. His regular doctor referred him to Heartland Hospital in St. Joseph for x-rays. When he got there, things went downhill fast.
We started down to admittance, and I could see myself walking down the hallway. And so I went up and put my hands on the hips, you know. I was guiding myself so I wouldn't run into anybody.
So you were really out of it.
Yeah.
Smithers doesn't remember much after that, except he'd never been so sick.
Well, some of the neighbors thought I was going to die. Matter of fact, a couple times I thought I was too. I didn't know whether I was ever going to come out of it or not.
Hospital staff didn't know what to do either.
Okay.
On the floor of Heartland Hospital, I catch up with Dr. Scott Folk during his daily rounds.
And I'll broaden her antibiotic coverage. Okay?
Dr. Folk heads infectious diseases at Heartland and prides himself on his close attention to detail. He tells me he was stumped when he came across Smithers and another patient with similar symptoms. He says the two appeared to have a certain tick-borne disease.
Initially, I thought that, okay, they've been bitten by a tick. It's the summertime. They have fever, low white blood cell count, low platelet counts, certain key laboratory abnormalities. I thought that they both had ehrlichiosis.
Do you see that very much here?
I see about maybe 4 to 10 cases of ehrlichiosis per year here.
Ehrlichiosis is a bacteria transmitted by the Lone Star tick. So Folk prescribed Smithers and the other patient antibiotics. That usually helps, he says, but this time it didn't. Smithers and the other patient remained hospitalized for more than a week.
Made me nervous. It was unsettling. And it was hard to go into the patient's room each day and scratch my head and say, you know, we don't really know what's wrong with you yet. I thought it was ehrlichiosis, but it may not be, and we're still trying to figure out what it is that's wrong with you.
Folk hope the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta might have answers. Missouri's health lab doesn't test for ehrlichiosis, so Folk sometimes sends blood samples from patients he thinks have the disease to the CDC for confirmation. There's one guy in particular he's been in touch with for years.
I'm William Nicholson. I'm a research microbiologist at the Centers for Disease Control.
William Nicholson is specifically interested in tick diseases like ehrlichiosis, so he likes getting samples from Folk and other doctors from time to time for research purposes. But Nicholson also didn't know what to make of Smithers' blood sample.
And we were, like, puzzled because we couldn't see anything, but there were changes in the cell that are similar to what we see with Ehrlichia that suggested something was going on with those cells.
He saw some sort of virus. This was out of his zone of expertise, so we turned to colleagues in neighboring departments for their take.
At that point, we spoke with the pathology department here at CDC. We said, you know, could you help us characterize this virus?
He walked over with several tubes of a culture.
Laura McMullen is a viral specialist with the CDC. She took the samples and ran a full genetic sequence on them. The process allows her to go through and compare millions of sequence possibilities, as opposed to picking one specific thing, one specific virus, and then looking for it.
By using this technology, they're not limiting themselves for what they're looking for because they're indeed looking for anything.
McMullen says the CDC has only just started using this technology in the last few years. It's a huge bioinformatics process, and it takes several weeks. Back in St. Joe, as all of this was going on, Smithers and the other patient finally got better. Dr. Folks thinks this was in spite of any treatment they may have gotten, and that was unsettling to him. He hoped to learn more from the CDC, and he did. But the answer he got only raised more questions. That's because McMullen's test did find something, genetically unique, something totally new.
We then relayed this information to Dr. Nicholson that we were, you know, actually working with a brand new virus, and I think everyone got excited at that point.
McMullen says the virus probably came out of the U.S., meaning it wasn't brought over from another country, like West Niles or SARS. She and Nicholson say part of what's so exciting about the discovery is it marks the first time a new human virus has been found in the U.S. in 19 years.
You do feel, you know, that, oh, wow, this is cool. Let's see what we can find.
The New England Journal of Medicine published their findings a few months ago. But what exactly is this new virus?
It's a flebovirus.
Yeah, so P-H-L-E-B-O-V-I-R-U-S.
Again, that's flebovirus.
Fleboviruses have been described from ticks, soft ticks and hard ticks, but not causing human illness on this side of the world.
It was originally found in phlebotomous flies or sand flies in Europe during World War II.
McMullen says there are more than 70 members of the flebovirus family. Ticks, mosquitoes, and sandflies often carry them. A few types can be transmitted to people and cause illnesses. The closest flebovirus relative to this new virus was recently identified in China and caused some fatalities. Nicholson cautions against making too much of a connection. This one in Missouri is still very different. But Nicholson says so much about this new virus is still a mystery. That's why since they identified it, he and others have begun conducting research on it outside the lab.
By understanding the ecology and knowing which ticks, knowing what time of year, knowing which animals, we may be able to put some preventive measures in place, and that's what we really want to do.
So last spring and summer, Nicholson and a team of researchers from the CDC in the state got together several times in areas around St. Joseph.
We've got animal bloods, animal serum.
The group tested and tagged animals for the virus to figure out what carries it, how it's transmitted, and how widespread it is. Nicholson suspects the Lone Star tick, common in Missouri, is a likely source of the virus. So he and others gathered lots of ticks.
Well, I'm not sure the exact totals, but, you know, it's 5,000 or 6,000 the first trip. Second trip, a few more. Last trip, I'd say probably 30,000 or more.
30,000 ticks?
Ticks.
You collected 30,000 ticks?
Yes.
Nicholson says one area they targeted was near Larry Smithers' fence, where they think he got sick. They trapped the ticks by putting out buckets of dry ice. Dry ice emits carbon dioxide, which makes hungry ticks think a human or animal is nearby.
They become somewhat hypnotized by the gas, and they'll hang out in that area going, you know, looking for that host or hoping the host will come by and brush against it.
Researchers are now going through and processing those vials filled with ticks and animal samples. They've also been trying to find other patients at Heartland Hospital and a few other places who may have the virus. The Missouri Health Department has issued notices to doctors around the state, too. The virus doesn't appear to be as much of a public health burden as, say, West Nile virus. But Nicholson advises taking the same precautions as one would take for avoiding other tick diseases. That includes covering exposed skin, using repellents, and checking for ticks after being outside. Back at Heartland Hospital in St. Joseph, Dr. Folk, the infectious disease doctor, hopes to find out more about this new virus to better respond to future patients who might appear with it. But he and other hospital staff are also thrilled by the unexpected find and are proud to be part of it. In fact, the new virus is called Heartland virus. Dr. Folk wears a tie with Heartland virus written on it as he explains how he and the CDC came up with the name.
We talked about it some more and thought, well, Heartland virus would make sense because that's where the first two patients were identified, and also because we're in the middle of the Midwest, the Heartland part of the United States. So we thought it made sense. So that's why the name stuck.
As for Larry Smithers, patient zero in all of this, he tells me back at his place that he's a little less enthused about the whole thing. After all, he nearly died.
If it had went on past me, I'd have still been all right. I just don't. If it had never happened, it'd all been, you know, for the better, I think.
Smithers hopes others don't experience what he did, so he is glad researchers have been out to his land trying to learn more, and that research still continues. Nicholson says he and other researchers plan to come back this spring in hopes of better understanding what Heartland virus is all about. Reporting for KC Currents, I'm Alana Gordon.
Name of this tune is The Lone Star, Beware the Lone Star Tick.